Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. I'm doing a response video to Sandman, and I guess Better Bachelor. They've both been talking about the trad wife grift, and I have some information. So, first of all, we need to look at Shoe on Head's video. Now, I know that she has, like, a lot of flack. However, she demonstrated some very interesting information. Okay, so let's look at the factors of a grifting chameleon. Usually a grifting chameleon is a woman who pretends to have a certain kind of lifestyle in order to attract attention from men. There's several female grifters in the manosphere right now. And some might even say that Shoe on Head is. However, she did provide some interesting information. And did a video 2 weeks ago about the Tradwife thing. Now, to be fair, Sandman's video for Tradwife just dropped on YouTube, even though it's been on MGTOW.TV for about 9 days. So, I didn't get a chance to really talk about it, but this is important because I was talking to Empress, and of course she is part of what was called the Crunchy Mom or the Trad Mom, and she was all about the Tradwife thing. Like, that was her big deal. About just being a traditional woman, like a housewife and mother to the kids. That's what she wanted to be. And she said that her and other women that were doing the same thing were constantly being shit on by these independent, hardcore feminists. And what I'm seeing on Shoe on Head's channel, what she's showing these responses, is the same. A bunch of other women that are shitting all over women that want to be trad wives. They're basically shitting all over everything from the size of her breast to the fact that, oh, maybe she's getting beaten because dinner is cold. Apparently they believe that every single man that every single man that comes home to a cold meal is going to beat his wife, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. I've never seen any kind of foolishness like that before in my life. But not only that, but we've got women being equated to Nazis, to having Nazi ideology, to perpetuating white nationalist stereotypes. Okay, Sandman, I get it that women want a grift, but exactly how far does the grift go when they're being called Nazi sympathizers and white nationalists and even being threatened? They could have their children threatened. They could call CPS on them. They could call their jobs, I mean, if they are working, I'm assuming they're not, as their housewives, but again, yes, they could take the kids away from them, thinking that, they're teaching their children these horrible Nazi ideologies, they're teaching them how to be racist, and you know how that works. When you call CPS, and CPS comes and takes away your kids because of some new progressive slant that they've now changed their whole organization to be about, we have word that you're teaching your children Nazi ideologies. Somebody on the internet or some very concerned, people said this, and we have to take away your kids. So, yeah, there you go, guys. That's what I'm talking about here. I could understand if it was, oh, look at me, I'm so pretty, and here's my grift. Because I'm not going to lie, there's probably some women that will do that. However, when it gets to the point of being threatened, or, you know, what if it's like this? What if they call the husband and say he is married to a woman that's perpetuating a horrible Nazi white nationalist ideology, and we believe that they're racist and they're teaching the child racist things, and you shouldn't have somebody at your company like that who's married to somebody that acts that way. You shouldn't have them there. They shouldn't be working there. There's a lot of things they can do, and you have to wonder, you know, when does the grift run out, when it gets to that point, when it gets to the point that it's no longer about getting male attention, because they're literally being threatened. That's the thing. We've got women threatening other women, because once it goes into, oh, she's a horrible person doing terrible things, then, of course, it goes into threats. Everything that the SJWs used to do in the old days of Gamergate and radical feminism, all that is going to come piled on these trad wives now. And Drek said this was going to happen. Trad wives would be reviled But what I do need to explain is this is a thing. This isn't like I'm grifting for attention. There are women that legitimately value traditional households. They want to be women again. You know, there's so many guys that are happy with their Philippines trad wives and their, you know, different cultures. You know, Thailand, other cultures like that, Vietnam. You know, they're going to these Southeast Asian countries to find these traditional women. Well, we should not be beating down the women who are actually trying to bring this shit back to the West. And they're getting the ridicule for it, gentlemen. Think about that. They're getting ridiculed. There's no you go girl here. These women are getting fucking trashed, threatened, harassed. This is not the I'm grifting men for attention shit. Not when the women are getting fucking harassed and threatened and God knows what else. And the husband can also be harassed and threatened for being with somebody, again, who perpetuates a supposed racist Nazi ideology. Because they're always saying, oh, this trad wife thing is Nazi ideology. It's about a 1950s view of... That's what they're doing. That's what these people are saying. There's a lot of butthurt fucking cat ladies out there that are just going to continue to harm these women, these young women, or even older women that have chosen to be women again. They say, you know what? This feminism shit wasn't working. It wasn't working. It was bullshit. It was a lie. I fell for it. I want to go back to being a traditional woman. I'm going to try this out. I'm going to, you know, I want to be happy again. I want to find a good partner. And, I mean, there's still maybe somebody. I mean, if they're younger, of course, they have a better chance than when they're older. But if they're younger, yeah, they're like, you know what? I think I want to show a man that I can be a good housewife, that I can do the things that a woman's supposed to do around the house if he's going to, you know, protect and provide and do what a man's supposed to do, which is fine. And, you know, for guys that are truly going their own way, don't want any part of the, you know, the dichotomy, I completely understand that. Like, you don't even want it to begin with. Even if the laws were changed, you don't want to deal with it anyway. However, we're getting to a place where there are women willing to not so much change the laws, but so much as observe the traditional values, you know. And I got no problem with that. If they want to observe the traditional values and, you know, be women again, I'm fine with it. That's great. That's less unicorns that guys have to hunt for. But yes, they're gonna get ridiculed by every single other woman on the fucking planet, pretty much. Because it's all about girl power and all this other bullshit. And, when you're not about girl power, and when you're like, oh, I don't mind being subservient to a man and doing the things he wants and making him happy, yeah, then you're gonna get the problems. You're gonna get all the problems because that's not what Beyonce was talking about in all her fucking songs that she does about these strong, independent women. Yeah, see how well that's working out for you, ladies? It's not, is it? Again, like Shu said, women are unfulfilled and unhappy. Yeah, they are. And, I mean, obviously, Shu on Head, she didn't do very well with the marriage game, but there's definitely a lot of women out there that are willing to try it and do things right and maybe get things working halfway decent. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, and I'm not saying that women's nature isn't a thing. It's still a thing, even if, you know, she's more traditional. Just like you go to another country, you're still going to deal with the woman's bullshit that doesn't go away. The only time that goes away is if you get a doll or a waifu or whatever you want. You know, robots, I mean, AI, whatever you want to do. But if you come to the point where you're like, you know what, I think I want to go ahead and chance it, because it is a risk. It's always a risk. You know, but if you want to risk it, it's getting a lot better, I guess you could say. We're kind of at the post-feminism stage, where women are realizing, hey, this shit's not working. And pretty soon, as the years go on, more women are going to realize it, but it's going to be too late for them because they're going to be older and they're not going to be as valued and people aren't going to want them because they're not young and pretty anymore. And there's only so much makeup and filters and plastic surgery you can do. You know, I just... Time takes its toll. It destroys all of us in time. I mean, eventually, time is the devourer, you know? So, at the end of the day, I mean, it's up to you, fellas. Absolutely, there's going to be grifters. There's going to be women out there grifting this shit. It goes without saying. They're going to be saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a trad wife, and I'm going to do, like, again, for the attention. We know. We've seen all this before. It's not new. There will definitely be women trying to jump onto the trend. However, those women will also be shamed, harassed, and everything else. And that's why I said we will find out who is the real trad wife, who is the one that actually wants to, you know, be a real woman again. Because, obviously, those women are going to be willing to go through all the hell that will come with becoming a traditional woman again in a Western country. They're going to be like, okay, they can call me what they want. I don't care. They can try to harass me. I don't care. They can try to take away my kids. I don't care. They can try to threaten my husband and his workplace. I don't care. And it's going to take a lot to fucking handle that. I don't know how many women are going to be able to deal with it. Because again, a woman's worst enemy is another woman. And we're going to see that. We're going to see that in spades, folks. That's going to happen. It's only going to get worse. Just as I've predicted with everything else, it's going to get worse for them. It's going to get harder. You're going to start seeing reports of women bashing other women. And I mean bashing them physically, thinking they're Nazis, thinking that they need to be, you know, dealt with in a violent manner. You're going to see trad wives being attacked in supermarkets. And you're going to see them being attacked every which way. I mean, it's just going to be absolute nuts. If they're really going to pull this trad wife thing off, and if they really want to go back to being a traditional woman and caring for the house and home, then yeah, it's going to take that sort of thing. Alright guys, so at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I think I'm out of here, and I think I've proven my point that while yes, there will be trad wives out there grifting, that's true, I don't believe it's all a lie. I don't believe it's all fake. I do believe that definitely there are women that want to be traditional. So I don't know how that's going to work. I do know how that's going to work because I've just explained it. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time.